Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Chief Cal Weinman with Knoxville Fire and Rescue about fire safety tips this holiday season when decorating your home. As it is December, obviously the Christmas lights are going on in the houses. It is time for the holidays and things going on. With that comes people bringing in Christmas trees, sometimes fresh Christmas trees, into their home, decorating them with electrical equipment and things like that, which can cause fires. This time of year is obviously a big time for fires and fire departments across the country. But I guess for you, Chief, when it comes to Christmas and when it comes to especially bringing those trees in the house, what are some safety tips or some things that people should remember when they're getting ready for the holiday season?
Some of the biggest things with like the Christmas trees, if you're going to use a live Christmas tree, make sure to keep it watered. You know, the biggest issue is when those start to dry out, they become very flammable, very volatile. If there was to be a fire, they go up, you know, like nothing. So the biggest thing, live trees, keep them watered, make sure they're not getting dried out.
Now, when it comes to, I know a lot of times you see people doing over-exaggerating when it comes to the Christmas lights, and they like to have their house light up the neighborhood. You get the Clark Griswolds of the world. But with that, obviously, comes a danger with plugging in. If you watch Christmas Vacation, you can obviously see the outlet where they have 900 different wires going into it. So I guess when it comes to stuff like that and people wanting to decorate the outside of their house, how do you say people should go about plugging in their equipment and making sure that they are not overloading those sockets?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is don't overload. You know, most of them will tell you, you know, you can only put three strands of lights together, or make sure your lights are tested by a third party to make sure that they're are safe. Most of them, you know, that you buy out, sure, the Walmarts, your Hy-Vees, all that have been tested. But yeah, make sure you buy a tested light that's designed for the application, because there's some that are indoor, outdoor. There's some that's just for indoor use. So make sure it's designed for the application you're going to use it. And then, yeah, just follow the recommendations on how many strands you should put together and overloading your circuits and making sure that, you know, you have the right number of lights on each circuit.
And when it comes to the holiday season, and obviously this time of year, it seems like December and the winter months are very high when it comes to fires and things like that. Is there, in your opinion, a certain reason for that, or is there anything that people can do to be more safe during this time of year?
I think the big thing is, you know, everybody's obviously decorating for Christmas. We're adding a lot of loads to our utilities, to our electrical systems in our homes. And some of the older homes, you know, they weren't designed to take that extra load. So you've got that, you've got, you know, the coldness, so everybody's, you know, space heaters and that kind of thing. And then just everybody's gathering together. A lot of houses have a wood-burning fireplace or a wood-burning stove in it. Well, that's a nice ambiance to the Christmas season. You know, they light it up, but they haven't used their fireplace in maybe a year. Well, it's not been checked, it hasn't been cleaned. So I think that's kind of why you see maybe some of the increase in fires during the winter and holiday months.
One thing you see a lot of times during the winter months, obviously, are it seems bad, but it's that randomly we'll have a death occur when it comes to carbon monoxide. They go to sleep at night, might even have a little bit of a headache, and then they don't wake up in the morning. Just when it comes to the winter months, carbon monoxide is obviously a big killer. So I guess for you, what are some of the safety tips people around Knoxville can do to make sure they go to bed at night and they can wake up in the morning?
First, like you said, is yeah, make sure you have a carbon monoxide detector. There's 100 different brands and styles out there. There isn't necessarily one better than the other, but have a carbon monoxide detector. Check its batteries, just like your smoke detectors, they need to be replaced. Just like your smoke detectors, they're only good for about 10 years. So if you have an older one, check the date on it. If it's getting close to that 10 years, it's probably time to replace it. Get a hold of your furnace guy, have him come in, service your unit. If we ever start getting snow and ice and stuff, you know, make sure your exhausts are cleared and that kind of stuff, so you're not keeping that carbon monoxide into the house.
Is there any more safety tips that you have for the people in Knoxville when it comes to staying safe this December and this holiday season?
I think, you know, we've hit a lot of them. You know, drive safe. Roads can be slick, snow and ice covered. Drive safe. Slow down if it's bad weather to get to your destination.
Thanks to Chief Cal Weinman with Knoxville Fire and Rescue for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to knicareless.com and click podcast.